Hey guys, this is Phoneboy, and this is episode 15 of Phoneboy Speaks. I noticed some changes when the way I use social media when I travel, and I don't know if anybody else is this way, but I think it might provide some insight into how people either use it or don't, and you know, maybe why they use it or don't. So when I'm home, I'm chatty with people on social networks. I tend to have more conversations. Which is fine, and I don't share so much about what I'm doing or where I'm doing it, or you know, necessarily posting pictures of stuff. I just maybe because I don't find it interesting, or I'm not. I'm not doing the kinds of things that that I necessarily want to share online. Now, when I travel, I'm both on it more. It depends on how you mean. Well, first of all, part of this is dictated by the fact that sometimes when I travel, I'm many, many time zones away from where I'm usually at. So, for example, as I record this, I'm in Israel, which means I'm 10 hours ahead of my normal time zone. And in fact, when and how I interact with people is completely different. So there are also certain kinds of sharing I do or won't do depending upon where I'm at. Or who I'm with. So for example, when I travel, I tend to check in on Foursquare. I don't do it at home. I don't find it as interesting. Primarily the sharing of those locations is in hopes that I might run into somebody in the real world that I want to see. And I guess when I'm home, I'm less interested in that kind of serendipity. Whereas when I'm traveling and I'm someplace for a period of time, I want to maximize the chance that I run into somebody. And so therefore I do some check-ins. And in fact, I had an experience like that in New York where there's a friend of mine who happened to be in New York that week, the same week that I was there. And we ended up having dinner, and it was primarily because I checked in on social networks saying where I was. And that wouldn't have happened any other way, just because I've got friends all over the place, and so it's to keep all of them involved with everything I'm doing is actually kind of challenging. So, I guess it's kind of a lazy way to use social networks. Now, the other thing I've noticed is that I don't have nearly as many conversations when I'm traveling, and part of it's just because I'm on it less. I'm dealing with the real world. Like when I come to Israel, I actually like insanely schedule my time because I'm here for, you know, 1 week out of maybe 3 months, and I'm trying to get in as many meetings as I can with different people to help to help move various projects along that I'm working on and establish relationships and stuff like that. It's a very important thing to, and, you know, I have to make sure I cover, you know, probably if I probably got 50 projects I'm trying to keep moving, and you know, and I have to be able to make sure I hit all of those points. And the only way that these trips are ever successful for me from a business point of view is being insanely organized like that. And I leave some time for things to sort of naturally develop. But I have an agenda when I come over here. I try to make the best of it, and yeah, that means my time is mostly scheduled out, and I do it mostly in advance. So, anyway, that's it. But on the other hand, sort of my time, my energy for dealing with social networks, because partially because of the jet lag, partially because of the fact that I'm around so many more people when I'm here, I just don't have the energy to chat with people while I'm, when I have downtime, when I'm back in the hotel or whatever, I just don't have the time and the energy to sit down. In fact, I don't even listen to podcasts that much when I'm traveling, because I'm out experiencing the real world. So, anyway, I think, and I think this might help explain for some people maybe why they either don't find the value in social networks, maybe their real life is so full of people that they look at social networks and go meh, or you know, I don't know, maybe they do use it. I guess I'm trying to explain my own psychology here, and maybe it'll help you understand yours, or maybe you've got a different point of view, and I'd love to hear your feedback on a social network or in person if you can find me. But I'm on Twitter and app.net as Phoneboy. You can also find me on Google Plus or Facebook. I check into those a little less frequently, but I'm there. So in any case, I'm Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.